Welcome to this MP3 for Menopause. I'm Aratima. This entire recording is encoded with a healing sequence in regards to supporting the transition phase known as menopause. And in order to receive the highest benefit, you may turn over the entire healing to your higher self, higher intelligence, to sort and sequence the healing process for your highest good. Also, with your permission, let's remove any unwelcome resistance and fears that block you from receiving the highest benefit of this session right now. Sit or lie with palms turned upwards, close your eyes and put your tongue on top of the roof of your mouth, and begin to relax by taking 3 deep, slow breaths through your nose and out your mouth. As you're doing this, feel into your body and imagine a liquid golden light from above pouring into the top of your head all the way down to the bottom of your feet. This light has the qualities of peace and relaxation. Let it fill you up and replace all tension, pain, worry, or whatever is bothering you in this present moment. Breathe in the light and breathe out any negativity you might have. You are now going to receive healing for issues that arise around the transition of menopause. In itself, menopause is not a disease, but what is it really? As the word menopause indicates, menstruation pauses. It is a time where we're exchanging one phase of life with another. We stop being the nurturing mother and are becoming the powerful, wise woman. Menopause is a relief from constant hormonal cycle and of pregnancy and childbirth. The whole period of transition is actually a metamorphosis, just like puberty, and it consists of 3 stages: isolation, meltdown, and emergence. It can be likened to the metamorphosis of a caterpillar to a butterfly. The middle stage is the most intense and the one that is most demanding, and it involves all systems of the body. That is why menopause will expose all the weaknesses and imbalances in body, mind, and spirit, all the unprocessed emotions, outdated beliefs, suppressed traumas, all are brought up for clearing. Every pain and unfulfilled dream comes up for review, and many of those are lodged deep in the organs and tissues. So let's assist the body in this transformation. We're going to do some physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual healing and clearing. And let's start on the physical level. The ovaries are going to produce less hormones of estrogen and progesterone, and there's going to be an erratic amount of hormones that's going to flood the woman's body. Hormone levels are going to be spiking very high and often very low, and it creates confusion among all the different glands. So let's start with some intercommunication and improved intercommunication of all glands: pituitary gland, the master gland, the hypothalamus, the thyroid, the ovaries, the pancreatic gland, and the adrenals. Allowing to clear anything that is blocking a smooth intercommunication between all the glands. And the ovaries. And accepting the change that is going to be taking place very soon for you, or you're in the middle of it at the moment. Becoming very flexible and fluid in this process. So we're going to assist and support the hypothalamus one more time, which has a lot to do with hot flashes, night sweats, blood sugar regulation. And allowing the glands to align with your future self, the postmenopausal state that you're going to be experiencing. Now we're going to do some nourishing of all the glands and support, and that includes especially the adrenals. And we're going to support the liver now. The liver is going to be very busy in breaking down all this excess hormonal activity that's happening in the body. We're going to come to the thyroid gland, allowing for stuck energy in the thyroid and anything it causes, imbalances there, to be cleared and to be aligned with your divine blueprint. Linking that up now to the adrenals again. And allowing the adrenals to be supported. I'm going to nurture the kidneys themselves. And also clearing stuck energies in the spleen. Now we're going to come to the bones. During menopause, calcium assimilation is not taking place or is highly reduced. And as the bones are clearing deep imprints, so we're going to help the bones do that. All the crystallized energy in the bones that needs to move out to neutralize and clear. And imprints from the ancestors that had difficult transitions, the women of your ancestors, where that is lodged in your bones, allowing that to be cleared as well. And shifting to an ease and being supported by life in this process. We're going to move to the mental and emotional healing. And that is agreeing with this transition on the emotional level. As the hormones are affecting our emotional moods, there will be swings and erratic outbursts of grief and often difficulty to concentrate with a task at hand. So allowing the hormones and the emotions to express joy, ease, more like a sense of curiosity and openness to the future. So we're going to clear some patterns around standards of beauty and the need to remain youthful in a way that is more related to society standards and less to the beauty of who we truly are on the inside. Allowing our own true inner beauty, our authenticity to shine through the face and the body. Clearing those voices and images that are false and blocking the happiness. So going to clear some issues around aging and the fear of death that does come up during this transition. All concepts around death and aging. And allowing in the innocence and the openness of eternity. That which we truly are. So as we are connecting with our immortality, we're going to be able to clear now the sense of loss, the sense of that we wasted time, regrets, unfinished issues around divorce, maybe children that we allow to let go that have grown up, difficulties around that. Now we're going to come to a very important aspect, and that is the uterus of a woman is an emotional center, very much like the heart is. And as going through modern life, there was often not any time for a peaceful menstruation. We're allowing all those toxins that have accumulated in the reproductive organs and the ovaries and the tubes and the uterus itself to clear now safely and gently to neutralize on all levels. Orchestrated by your higher self. We're going to also clear specifically abortions and miscarriages, emotions, and other imprints that are left in the uterus around that. Or children that we never had but wanted. Allowing anything that needs our forgiveness to come forward for clearing and offering up. And letting go of grief and trauma. That includes sexual abuse trauma. So we're going to strengthen the adrenals and kidneys one more time. And connecting to the Divine Mother, to the new earth. I'm going to open up now on the spiritual level. The new possibilities for a great future, of vitality, of a sense of youthfulness that's based on adventure, freedom, wisdom, joy, vitality, and playfulness. So we're going to adjust the nervous system now to a higher vibration, the brain and the entire nervous system of the future self you will be. And we're going to do another overall hormonal balancing of all the glands involved. We're going to support the organs, the major organs. And let's conclude the attunement to the energy, what in olden days was called the crone. The crone is a word for the crowned one, the woman whose crown chakra has opened after menopause to a considerable degree. And now when you're ready, allow yourself to take a deep breath and begin stretching your body. And slowly, slowly, when you're ready, you can open your eyes and look around and go on with your day.